In the meantime, I want to say good morning to one of our great contributors on the show as we take a moment to check out what's going on with health these days. And we have several contributors that do that. One of our favorites, Dr. Brent Sharp, with us now as we check in with Georgia Urology. And, you know, Dr. Sharp, you've been telling me for months now about the different ways that you can do surgery and robotic procedures. And they're always coming up with something new and innovative. And you're telling me they've done it again.
Yes, well, this technique actually has been around for a little bit of a time, but it's not been offered here. And what it is everybody knows about robotic surgery these days. This is a device that we use to make little tiny incisions to do really complex cancer cases. And again, so most all those cases, you enter in through the belly. So you're going in through the front to get to whatever object you need to get to remove, which is usually, but not always, cancer. What we did a couple weeks ago is called a retroperitoneal. So this is the space that is behind the belly or abdomen that you can enter in and do the cases for kidney. It's pretty specific for kidney surgeries because that's about the only thing that is behind the belly. And to be able to do that, you don't have to go through the belly, so you don't have all those risks of bowel and stomach and liver. And it's a really great way to do it for those people who, A, have anatomy that sets up for that case, number one. Number two, those that have had a lot of abdominal surgery. I don't know how many people I've met, and somebody told them they can't have this, you can't have surgery robotic. It has to be done open because you've got too much scarring. This is a way to do that surgery without having to have those complications and still get them a minimally invasive robotic surgery, which has less pain and less recovery.
Yeah, let's talk about that recovery time. What on average would you look at there for recovery for something like this versus what we would call, quote, traditional manual by-hand surgery where they have to really open you up?
Well, take this patient the other day. So if I would have had it done, completed his surgery through the belly, an incision in the front, that would have been about a 12-inch incision through the belly to get to the kidney. We did this through four incisions the size of your index finger and then one about the size of your pinky finger. And we went in on the side. So if patients at home will think about their side, their rib cage, right below the rib cage is where we're going in and entering a potential space that we get. When we get in there, we're basically looking at the organ we want, the kidney. We don't see any bowel. We have no injury. Patients don't have the recovery time. A lot of people know they've had surgery and it took a while for their bowels to wake up because that's where all the surgery was. They don't have any of this. So this guy went home the next day. So his surgery got done around 10:30, and he was probably home by 9:30 the next morning.
Wow.
And that's pretty traditional for retroperitoneal surgeries. They're going to go home more consistently the next day or 2 days because you're not having those issues that may arise from entering into the abdominal cavity in the front.
Yeah, and you've got the situation where you've got smaller incisions, so you've got less skin that has to heal up, so it takes less time for that, which reduces the risk of infection, I would imagine.
Yes, it also reduces the infection. And again, this is a technique that's been around a while, but there are very few people in the state doing them. Emory has somebody, Wellstar has somebody, but this is the first time it's been done in the North Georgia area. And, you know, we at Georgia Urology, we've done over 5,000 of these robotic cases, so we can basically branch out and do some of the cases that are more advanced and still offer those to our community and our 30 locations.
You know, I'll be honest with you, and you and I have spoken on many occasions, and I got a chance to see you socially last week, and that was a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
But I think when people talk about a urologist, which is what you are, we often think of the traditional things, maybe kidney stones, maybe a urinary tract infection, bladder infection, just those sorts of things. And usually when I think of cancer, I think more of an oncologist and an approach from there. But you guys, as you're mentioning, when you've got bladder cancer or you've got these other issues, you guys are treating that as well.
Well, that actually kind of boils down to one of the reasons I went into urology. If people have blamed me for having a little touch of ADHD all my life. And urology fits great with that because there's so much variety. We do those run-of-the-mill things. If you think about it, 90% of patients are going to have a urological issue sometime in their lifetime. So we do a lot of those medical diagnoses that we're talking about, but then we do the surgery, and a lot of those are benign, thank goodness, kidney stone. But we really are a surgical oncology specialty. We deal with our kidney cancers and our bladder cancers, and we keep those people in-house so that we work them through the point of diagnosis to the plethora or multifaceted approaches that may have for their cancer. And that's also, again, with the urologist. At Georgia Urology, we have an expert panel of prostate cancer patients or prostate cancer group. It's called we call it our advanced prostate cancer team. And that's all they do all day long is deal with prostate cancer, especially in the more later stages. So we really are cancer doctors in that sense. And a lot of people come to me and say, hey, I have, you're talking about kidney cancer or prostate cancer. Don't I need to see an oncologist? Sometimes, yes, and we absolutely use our partners in that, and we appreciate their work. However, a lot of times we're able to take care of those without having to involve another doctor and another inconvenience for the patient.
Fantastic. And if you find yourself in a situation where you're contemplating having to have surgery and you're maybe a little nervous about it, or especially if it's robotic and that kind of throws you off, which it really shouldn't, then you can get in touch with the folks there. And I'm sure Dr. Sharp would love to talk to you. The folks at GA Urology, Georgia Urology, GAUrology.com, they'd be glad to help you out. You guys are all over the place. And where do you hang your stethoscope usually?
Usually I use a lot of stethoscopes, but every now and then. But anyway, yeah. No, we have an office.
I wasn't going to say anything else, okay?
We have an office in Braselton and Gainesville here locally for our patients. Obviously, for those listeners out in the Atlanta area, we do have Cummings if they want to come down 400. So we really do try to offer patients the ability to get different locations, and we just appreciate their support and are blessed by our experience and size.
Well, I always appreciate you sharing information with us and look forward to having you on in a couple more weeks, and we'll tackle another topic.
Sounds great, and good to have a really good taco. Do appreciate the invite today.
No problem. And, hey, come back even without the tacos. We'll find something. We got stuff in the break room. It'll work.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Sharp. Appreciate that. Dr. Brent Sharp with Georgia Urology.